So who, your dad was a beekeeper?
Yeah, yes, from being a teenager. On a farm as a teenager.
As a hobby?
As a hobby, with his bees. And he used to take these swarms off, put them in these little boxes, set them off at Glasgow Station to London and Gummidge's. And it was a right old, it was a money-making thing. And he used to say, when you get your first £50 put away, you're laughing.
And who said that?
My dad. And that was his £50 from his bees.
Wow. And where did they go?
Oh, no, I mean, that was money in them days.
Oh, yeah. Where did they go from Castlehoward?
From the station. He had to take them, like, put them on... well, it would be a certain carriage. I don't know what it would be for bees. I would have to get there, you see. And they went to Gummidge's. It was a big... I don't know what sort of a firm it was, but that's what they bought.
Wow.
You don't sell deer swarms of bees, not commercially like that, no. It's a different kettle of fish, isn't it? Mm.
You can buy queens, though. You can get them on the internet now.
Oh, you could get them, yes.
And they post them out to you.
Yes. And then my Uncle Joe, my mum's brother, he had a hive and they were the little black ones. They said they were Italian. So whether they'd flown across here, I don't know, but by they were potent. Stories boom ones.
Brilliant.
That was when we were at that house at Gillin. Oh, yeah, I could tell you some stories. We'll keep looking for these bees, won't you?
I will, yeah.
Yeah.